What happens when society tells you you have nothing to claim but zero? You make a podcast for the child-free and fence-sitter communities. This is Claiming Zero.
I'm Vanessa, one of your hosts and a fence-sitter who's not quite sure if kids would fit into my ever-changing life.
And I'm Dallas, child-free, and I'm just trying to fill my time with anything but kids.
Every week, we're bringing you personal stories from people just like you.
I don't see very many women, especially my age, I don't know, talking about it.
The level of expectation of on you as a woman and stuff of this and always put on women is
so high. We're sharing our thoughts on those wild Reddit posts. It's very conflicted. Some people are saying everyone sucks here. Some people are saying she's the a-hole. Some people are saying she's not.
First of all, I just already want to say, ironically, I feel a lot better about my family drama, and anyone out there who has a larger family is going to feel, I hope you feel the same. I'm like, oh, yep, nope, that all tracks. Yep, I can totally understand that. And discussing hot topics like divorce and sterilization.
Yeah. So it's one or the other. It's either get the baby out or get the baby maker out. It's one or the other. Oh, man.
They're not 100%. Nothing is 100%. Except for if you don't have sex, but that's boring. So I don't recommend that. And our favorite, the infamous child-free people and celebs of past and present.
I feel like you would be great PR for her because you really spun that well. You know, she's doing what's best for her right now.
You'd interpret that as to what you think it is.
She's using them for money, Dallas. And we all
100%,
know it.
100%.
So join us every Tuesday as we share our hilarious, honest life experiences living child-free in a world full of mommy blogs.
Listen to Claiming Zero on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And remember, only you can prevent undue stress and chaos by remaining child-free.